We celebrate your great name, O God. We ask that you will accept the thanks from our hearts. In the time of famine, we bring you thanks. In the time of despair, we bring you thanks. In the time of lack, we acknowledge you as our supplier. In time of trouble, we acknowledge you as our defender. In times that are contrary, we celebrate you as our refreshing. Tonight, take the center stage of our lives as we bring worship to you from the depth of our being. Look upon us with mercy and send us help. Be glorified in our midst forever. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Please make someone welcome as you take your seat. You are so blessed. You are so blessed. You are so blessed. So blessed. Hallelujah. All right, turn your Bible quickly. You know, I was not present during the final day of our fast. And so what I want to do today is what I would have done if I was present. I will continue the message subsequently because there are issues that we need to raise and there are issues we need to trash as we bring our lives further into alignment with the prescriptions of God. All right, so what I'm about to read to us is the intercession that proceeded from the heart of a man that was very intimate with God. For 40 days, we called upon the name of the Lord. And whether or not you are aware of it, there was a migration that was taking place. There was an intimacy that was building. There was energy that was released to undo the obstacles standing before you. And there's a renewed possibility of accomplishment and actualization that we have on the account of the input that we have made. For many among us, during the course of the fast and the prayers you prayed here in the sanctuary and much more at home, you were able to see the root cause of the quagmire that has held your family or yourself in some form of captivity before this time. How many of you are in that category? You saw some intelligence that unveiled the context of the legal ground that Satan had secured. That's how God responds to people that are determined to be intimate with him. He has a way of communicating with them, with their spirit being. Hallelujah. Now, so all of that was taking place during the course of the 40 days of intercession. And many there be among us that have not yet stopped the spiritual exercise because the answers that we are seeking have not yet materialized. So it's just like we need to add more fuel because the journey is yet yonder. So on the strength of the above, we need to look at the prayer of a man that was very intimate with God. What did he pray? And I mean Moses. There are three prayer points that I capture from his presentation before God, which is the three prayer points I want us to end the cycle of fasting and prayer with. I found no better set of scriptures that presents this matter as much as it was done in the book of Exodus chapter 33, beginning from verse number 12. Hallelujah. So So the blessings and the prayers, I'm supposed to pray over the congregation, which I could not pray because of my absence. I've gathered it together in my spirit. And as I present to us the prayer of a man that is intimate with God, we're going to pray those prayers in this place. And when we achieve the much needed potential difference in the spirit, I will make a proclamation. Exodus chapter 12, beginning from Exodus 33, beginning from verse number 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, "See, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I have known thee, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight." The first thing I need to say about 2024 before I proceed with the reading is that someone needs to accompany you and me into the year. You would think that the task to bring the children of Israel out of the house of bondage and to direct them into their inheritance is a task that is altogether natural. But Moses happens to have some form of experience as to how God operates. He had received the marching orders. He had received an assurance of God's personal favor over his life. But he did not commence, he did not embark on the trip because he said there is a missing link. You have not yet said who you will send to accompany us. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. You have not yet said who you will send to accompany us. First of all, we must be sure of who is accompanying us. You are aware of the fact that when I left here, I was going to Lagos because we were to attend an interview in the U.S. Embassy. The issue of someone accompanying you became clear to me when we went to the embassy. By the time they finished screening your papers from outside and the outside security confirmed that you are fit to enter, they would print something from their computer and put it on the back of your passport. That means you are good to go. When you enter into the facility, they are screening you outside though. And many there be whose journey will end outside, that they will not enter inside. So there's a disparity between the barcode, Jesus, the barcode on your application and the barcode on your appointment. Many people's journey ended at barcode, on the barcode table. So we moved on. When you enter into the facility, you'll be greeted by security. They'll ask you, another set of security people, put your documents here and go through the scanner. When you finish from there, you now go to the place where your documents will be checked. You now enter into the facility. Now, that facility, you'll find people on a queue. The moment you enter there, the tension, this thing they call anxiety, is like transmissions from a radio station. It accumulates in that the tension is almost human, walking on two legs in that. Please help me ask your neighbor, who is going with you? So when you finish the documentation, and for those that could not upload their passports, you now get your physical passport given to the functionary, and then it is uploaded. It's all right. You don't need any of these documents anymore. It's now in the system. Then you move to another queue, and then you do biometrics. Put your finger, you finish that one. Then you move to the last queue. That last queue is where the action takes place, and it's from that place that the anxiety generates. You know, if after the interview they give you a blue paper, it means that you have been rejected. If they give you a red paper, that one, I don't know the meaning. I don't know the meaning, but it's worse than having blue. And if they give you white paper, it means you have been accepted. Now, all the people we saw before us, they gave them blue. And the more the blue comes out of the window, the more you see people like, who is going with you? Meanwhile, that morning, we have woken up early in the morning to seek the face of God. I know you'll not believe this, but I will say it, but don't believe. But I think I've said it here before that there is an angel the Lord sends to me for visa. So that angel came that morning and told me that you have another one. It's okay. I have it. Okay. Then the angel sang a song. Do you still remember that song? Jesus Christ, Son of God. I wanted to preserve that song for this, and it has escaped. The Lord will bring. He sang a song to me and said, continue singing this song till you come out of that embassy. It's an Igbo song. I don't even know the meaning. I started singing it. Inside, not. I sang it. And I sang and we got to the embassy. And anytime the anxiety wants to enter, I take the song inside. I take it. So because we're going with my little daughter, they expedited our movement. And we came towards the window where the interviews take place on time. And I was privileged to hear discussions from inside and outside. Now, the guy that was standing in front of me said, you know, the man asked me, why do you want to go to the U.S.? He said, I want to visit Disneyland. Okay, said, okay, you want to visit Disneyland? Okay. Have you any, what did I call it? Have you any... I'm okay. What do they call that thing? Have you any reservation? Reservation. The guy said, oh, he has a reservation. Then the man looked at it. He didn't know that the man was seeing everything he was saying. He only booked for 3 hours. Somebody wants to go to Disneyland, his reservation is 3 hours. So the guy was now trying to explain why it is 3 hours. And the man was patient. He even asked him another question. And he would lie, so many lies. And the man said, oh, you gave him blue. So cool. And when I saw that blue, I said, seems this man's hand is close to blue. Let me escape to the other window. Then the great one spoke to me, said, go to that window. Before the other, you know, when they asked him, how come you booked for only 3 hours? His leg was already doing like. Hallelujah. Another man entered that window and he was so confident. Before I know, blue came out. It's okay. And now he said, enter here. I enter. Greeted me. I gave him the stuff. The discussion changed. The discussion changed so much that the man was now telling me, okay, where I'm going is where he wants to retire into. How does that... You will have a different outcome depending on who accompanies you. They say everything is hard. It will not be hard for you. Yes, yes, yes. If He decides to accompany you. So one of the prayers we're going to pray tonight is to secure his presence. And Moses is so experienced in dealing with God. And Moses said, if your presence will not go with us, there is no need for us to advance. It means the guy was speaking out of experience. Because God did not give him the option of accompanying him. It was him himself that requested. And he said that there is no advancement that is going to take place if you are not going with us. So that's the first one. The first prayer we are going to pray today. Accompany us. When he accompanies you, your outcome will be different from someone that doesn't have an accompaniment. Two people can go to the same place under the same circumstances, but they have different results. So when we're coming out with a white paper, in fact, the people believe that all of us will come out with blue. So we came out. Then they say, sorry. I say, no, sorry. It's white. Before we got the white, nobody got the white in that place until we got white. So, and I don't know what happened when we left. You don't even need to know what happens when you leave. What you need to know about is what happens because God decides to accompany. So that's the first point. All right, let's go back. That's, where are we now? We're in chapter 33, verse number 12. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring this people, and thou shalt not let me know whom thou wast send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Next verse. Now therefore I pray thee, if I found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Now, I was confused when I read that. Because God previously has told Moses that you have found favor in my sight. And even if you are hidden away in a multitude, I will call you out by name because I know you that intimately. And Moses used the currency of the favor that he had secured with God. And he made a request, show me thy way. And the reason for which he was asking God to show him his way is so that he may continue to find favor in his sight. Show me thy way, thy verdict. Show me thy approach. Show me your method. The reason why I want to know your method is because I want to perpetually be in your favor. He had favor before. He used the currency of his favor to ask God to show him his divine order. All right? So that as he begins to walk in his divine order, he will find greater favor in the sight of God. It's as if destiny runs on the fuel of divine favor. That's what Moses said. It's as if destiny runs on the fuel of divine favor. And the extent of favor you secure is dependent on how much of God's divine order you have found. Show me your way. This is Moses. If there was anyone that knew the ways of God, it was Moses. For the Bible says that he revealed his ways unto Moses, but his acts unto the children of Israel. And here was Moses in a place of intimate intercession. And he was asking God, I need to know more about the way you do things. And the reason is because previously I have benefited from your favor. And the only way I know I can stay in your favor is to know more about your ways so that I will stay perpetually in alignment with you. Are you there? You heard this, the scripture that the apostle used yesterday. God was looking for an opportunity to bless the people of Israel, but he could not because they were contrary to his divine order. And because they were contrary to his divine order, a God that was willing to bless them had to kill a few of them. And part of the reason why he was compelled to kill a few of them was because they were violating his laid down laws as it has to do with the transportation of the ark. Some attempted to come look what was in the ark, and that was a violation according to scripture. His intention was not to kill, but the violation that came warranted killing. It was when the ark eventually found its place in the house of Obed-Edom that God began could manifest what he had in mind. So it was obvious that there was something that Obed-Edom knew that made him find favor in the sight of God. Because the Bible says that God is not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of principles, not a respecter of persons. So Moses was saying, I know what I've enjoyed by walking in your favor. I know what I've contacted by walking in the light, under the light of your countenance. I know what I have touched by standing on the same circuitry of the rhythm of your righteousness. I know what I've encountered. So the reason for which I press for more knowledge is because I want to stay perpetually in your favor. If you want to stay perpetually in the favor of God, and I know you want to, I know you want to stay perpetually, you must be in the business of praying that God will administer spiritual knowledge to you. And the Bible says, and Jesus said unto his disciples that believed on him. All right? So they were believers. He said, if you continue in my word, then shall ye be my disciples. No, Jesus said unto the Jews that believed on him. They were Jews, but they believed on him, so they were believers. He says, if you continue in my word, then shall you be my disciples indeed. You become chartered disciples. Disciples that are not just learning to know, but they are learning to live. You become chartered. Then shall you be my disciples indeed. And when you become chartered disciples, you become eligible to spiritual knowledge. The gateway of spiritual knowledge is open to you. You now know the truth. And the truth will do what? No, it will not set free. It makes free. It makes free. There's a difference between making free and setting free. It's only those that are chartered disciples that are eager to learn of the ways of God that get to be ushered into the reality of spiritual knowledge. It is spiritual knowledge, the application of spiritual knowledge, that puts us perpetually in the favor view of God. So the second prayer point that Moses prayed was, what? Can you see it on the board? Huh? You can't see. Okay. We will stop this sermon here. We'll stop it. Show me now thy way, that I may know thee. The knowledge of God, as presented by Moses here, is something that is intrinsically related to the knowledge of the ways of God. It will interest you to know that the ways of God are different from the ways of men. And the ways of God is what we call the divine order. There is a way God prospers people. It's not the way men prosper people. There's a way God reveals something that is in your destiny. It's not the way men do it. And what God wants to do in your relating with him is that he wants you to begin to operate by his ways, not by human ways. A man that is operating by his ways is going to perpetually stand under the shadow of his favor. So you will see, and God's presence only accompanies those that have found favor in his sight. So we can also say that God's presence only accompanies those that know his way. I was in a time of prayer and fasting, and a friend of mine visited my house in Makurdi, those days when we had not yet started this ministry. I was doing 1 year of prayer and fasting. So a friend of mine came and barged into my prayer time and said, there is a prophet in Makurdi that we should go and sit under his ministry. And he pestered me so much, and I knew that I would not be delivered from his hand except to accompany him to the place. For the meeting. And I wanted to sit at the back, just enjoy the atmosphere if there is any. And they entered into church politics and all of that and brought me, exposed me, put me in the front seat and all those kind of things that make you miss God if God is present. So, the first thing I noticed was that the presence of God was not in the place. And I know the meaning of that. This man preaching doesn't know his ways. So I wasn't expecting anything thereafter. Because the proof that you know the ways of God, the proof that you are a carrier of a favor of God, is that his presence will accompany you. Don't worry. When we finish this talk, we will do other things. And then his presence will come. And I don't say that boastfully. But if it sounds like a boast, the Lord will help me. But you know what? I know him. Is that a boast? Yeah, I know him. And the proof of what I have with him in secret will show up in the currency of his presence here. So I sat in the front and I was trying to find God. I launched the search machine. Because the Bible says the Spirit of God that searches all things. And the search instrument of the Holy Ghost is deeper and wider and stronger than Google. So I launched my personal search facility that was powered by the Holy Ghost in my spirit to look for God, if any molecule of God was in the arena. And unfortunately, when the search results came back, it was nil. All right. Okay, let us wait and hear the prophecies that will come from this prophet under this atmosphere. Because God was not present. You know, God, if you have any form of intimacy with him, if you have any form of intercourse with him in the closet, he will never deny you in the open. Never. If there's anything you have with him, he will come and proclaiming it in the open place. He doesn't want his intimates to be without his presence. He doesn't want his intimates to be without any means of confirming the fact that they have been with him. So he's so loyal, so faithful. Jesus. And when we searched the place, there was no molecule of God's presence available. So, and if I were that preacher, I would have just gone to the scriptures. I would not even try to prophesy. I would just teach the Bible, and then everybody would be blessed. So, but because they called him prophet, he wanted to do prophetic things. That, I was brought into that mess that day. Jesus, I was doing well in my closet. It was my friend that came to, oh my God. I was brought into that mess. Someone was trying in the flesh to be spiritual, and there was no molecule of the presence of God in that place. Gave a word of knowledge that was wrong. Ah! And you know what? I was forced to be sitting in the front. I would have been able to handle the what's the word for it? The inconsistency. I would have been able to handle it if I was in the crowd. We just, but I was there. Everything was at my face. The man moved and gave a word, and the person said, "No." Now, this my friend that labored to bring me to the place. By the time all the things happened, he did not bother escorting me back. He just... That's the kind of thing that happens when God does not accompany. Moses knew all those things. He said, if you will not come with us, we will not go. All right, give me my scripture. Verse number 13, notice he used the currency of grace, the currency of the favor that he had found in the sight of God to ask God, can you reveal more of your ways? I want to stay accurate. I want to be consistent with your divine order so that I can have more grace. And the fact that God favored you yesterday does not mean that his favor will be on your life forever. What guarantees that the favor of God will be upon your life is that you have access to his ways and you are functioning according to his ways. Then he ushers you into higher dimensions of favor. Where, and part of the manifestation of the favor that Moses had from God was exercised in the place of prayer. You know, most of us say, I have favor. And when we come to testify about what our favor has produced, is that men helped you, men gave to you, you got an admission, you got a job, and men went out of their ways to be a blessing to you. Now, there's favor at that level. But the favor that Moses had was favor with God, not with men. And the way Moses utilized the favor he had was in the place of prayer. He used it to move the hand of God. If you are in favor with God, you will know it. Just like you know that you are saved. There'll be a witness of the Holy Ghost in your heart about the reality of your intimacy with God. It's not something that is hidden. God himself will testify of it to your spirit. And the way Moses used his position of favor before God was in his prayer transactions to move the hand of God to reveal things to him that God wouldn't have otherwise revealed. It was favor that gave him access to those dimensions of spiritual knowledge. Show me now thy way. Are you there? So the second prayer point is, Show me now thy way. Very deep spiritual people always prayed this prayer as a continuing prayer that never ends. Show me now thy way. What's the first prayer point? What? Was that how I framed it? Accompany me with what? Your presence. Second question is, or prayer point is, show me now. Now, listen. Yes, there is famine in the land. A lot of people have not been able to meet their financial obligations. Many contradictions are beginning to manifest boldly. If you have the currency of favor before God, you can use that currency to extract from God the wisdom that is needed to contend with the contrary situation. In the midst of the famine, when a wise man goes to God and says, what's your own formula for this terrible situation that has bedeviled the entire land? Have you asked him that question? During the course of your 40 days of fasting, did you ask him? You did not. It means that the famine is not your problem. It's not part of your problem. I have asked him. And he has answered me. And he has answered me so powerfully. Because wise men will always ask, what is your way around this man? Hallelujah. The other day, a friend of mine had a contract. And fortunately for him, he was paid in dollars. He made $100,000. All right? So he had Naira in one account, and he had this $100,000 in another account. So he wanted to begin to build his house. And an old man came in his dream and said, spend the Naira, leave the dollars. An old man. He woke up from the dream and said it was an attack. Spent all the dollars. And the moment he spent the dollar jumped up in an all-time high. If he had left those dollars and waited for the dollar to jump, he would have made 43 million naira, allowing the dollar just to sit in the bank. That you didn't do anything, you just waited. It was the Lord that came to reveal his ways to him, but because he did not ask, he did not see that act of God as an answer. Now, if you don't have the currency called intimacy, when God brings salvation to you, you'll call it a demonic attack. Spent all the dollars. And that was how the famine that God wanted to protect him from, he became a victim of that famine big time. Somebody say, show me now thy way. So we're going to pray that prayer point. You might ask, oh, why is it that he was not able to discern? A man that is not intimate with God will never discern God, because God is not flesh. God is spirit. The instrument with which you can discern that it was God that moved in your dream, that instrument can only be secured in the place of intimacy with God. It means that every morning you deliberately drag yourself to stand before God. You consider it something that you cannot but do. So God is saying that, okay, this woman has cast her lot with me. This woman is coming to me because she believes that I am her salvation. Right? This woman, even though it is not convenient, when she's hungry, she comes to me. When she's sick, she comes to me. When she's broke, she comes to me. When she loses her job, she comes to me. It means that in her life, I am her salvation. So that's what determines the way God will respond. He will respond when he notices that you don't have any defense other than him. And for many of you, indeed, you don't have any defense other than him, but you are not serious with your intimacy. It means you don't mind becoming a victim of famine, the things that happen to the other people. You don't mind it. You don't mind it. You have no plan B, but you are not intimate with God. It means you don't mind going through the famine. You don't mind being a victim. You don't mind being hit by the storm. Do you mind? The only way to show that you mind is that you need to secure the horns of your altar. I saw the famine coming and I announced it to you. Most of you did not act. You did nothing about the announcement. People in other countries showed me their farms that we believe what you said. See what they brought corn. They showed me corn on WhatsApp. Huh? This is your farm? Yes, we are preparing for famine. The people that their own famine is not even like our own have prepared. And the famine I'm talking about, as the full stomach of this famine has not come. No, it has not come yet. Has not come. The thing is standing up. It's standing up now. Standing up. It's in July that you will see. Hallelujah. I told you. I said go and look for land. The land that your relatives took from you, go and fight and get it back. Get it back. You will need it now. You will need it now. Plant something. Because it's in July. And the thing will bite. You there? Go to him. Ask him. Yes, we are in a farming situation. I started late. What do you have for me? Stay on that prayer. Stay on it. Stay on that prayer. Don't move to another prayer. It's very important. Stay on it. Do you know how to stay on a prayer point? It takes courage to stay on a prayer point. It takes willpower. You know what they call willpower? You put it on it. And you come every single day. Yes, it will reveal some things to you. Reveal about your sister. Show you your mother. How something wants to hit her. Then he deliver. Tell him thank you, but there's famine. There's famine. Yes. That's how our ancestors prayed. You are loose. You can't hold one prayer point. You just float. Your life will be floating. Use your will. Put that thing down and stay there until he answers. Sometimes it will take 100 days for him to answer. Stay there. Sometimes it will take 1 year for him to answer. This is the guarantee. If you are still in the process of prayer, he will be sustain you. That's the guarantee I can tell you. If you are still trying to manufacture, he will sustain. When my dad died, there was nobody that I now knew the reason why. Oh, Jesus Christ. Because my dad trained his relatives. So when he was still alive, people were sending us money. I said, yeah, they will send us money and call him. I said, we just sent this person money. The moment he died, and unfortunately for me, I was in the university. had not graduated yet. The moment he died, everybody took his hands off. So it became clear to me quickly that the only father I have now is Jehovah. I know you have never been in that situation. Your brother is a commissioner. Your sister has a farm in Europe. They send you dollars and pounds at the end of the month. Because your elder sister has a business in the US. So she said, oh, my sister is at home. Let's send her $2,000. I found out that the only father I had was my heavenly father. Even though nobody taught me how to stay with him. You know, when you don't have any other option, nobody taught me how to stay with him until he answers. I knew that that was the only option I had left. Even though I've never done it before, I stayed there. He will reveal many things to me. Then I will now say, what about my sustenance? How will I survive here? He will talk about that things. I say, hey, glory to God, but your servant needs to survive. Your servant needs to survive. And I noticed that while I was in the process of that prayer, he was bringing supplies, but he had not answered me. You know, he that cometh to God, you must believe that he is. While I was in that process of producing the answer, God was sustaining me in mysterious ways, but I needed to know his way about that matter. What is the strategy? What is the wisdom that you have made available to tackle the situation of my poverty? I was still in that prayer when a woman that runs a restaurant on our campus came to me and said, somebody planted a charm at the door of a restaurant. And when she went to pray, it was my face that appeared, that I'm the one that has the power to break the charm. Okay. We went there, I made a declaration, anointed the doorpost, then customers began to come. I was coming from class, the woman now said, till you graduate, come and eat here for free. Wait, don't, I know you can clap enough. So after your clapping, I need to tell you the other side of this. So I never went there once. What I was looking for was not benevolence from a restaurant owner. I was looking for his way. He has a way. Have you ever thought about how it will look like when you eat from a restaurant for free, and then maybe you and the person now fall out in the days of Facebook? You have not thought about it. May I think about those things? I want a way that my honor will be preserved. I don't just want... You see, Moses had... you are not here with me. There were options. So there were options available to Moses. He said, if you're present. I want a way that will preserve my honor. The only license a preacher has among a people to speak to them is if he has honor. The reason why you are here, sitting under me, some of you are my mother's age mate. I've checked the crowd. It's a privilege for me to be able to speak to you, but I know that if I have no honor, nothing. I wanted a way that would preserve my honor. Even if you are the one, I'm your pastor, and every day I'm coming to your restaurant to eat for free. After 2 years, one day when I'm coming, you say, you begin to sing those songs that there is, that fella was singing. You take one of fella's songs and use it to preach to me. Bam, 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 bam. Is the pastor they want to talk to? I say, no. I need a way that will preserve my own. Are you there? Suddenly, my elder sister's husband just called me. They take a car, come to Abuja. Came there. Then your business will now become our business from today. Huh? Hey. That was when they made this new note. You know those new notes? 1,000. And I had not seen 1,000. You know those new, they made 1,000, 500, and 200, and 100. How many of you remember that time? That was the first time I was seeing 1,000. New one. I choose the way of God. When he brought his way, he started with new 1,000. Don't accept anything other than God's way. Do you know that those 1,000, you are not with me, have been eating food on campus without meat for a long time? When 1,000 came, that was the reason why when they brought one of the pictures I snapped those days here, the media man that brought it, he was sanctioned. You know, there was no protein, so the muscles, there were no muscles, you know, no muscles, and the stomach was flat to the back. It was so bad that I was invited for an interview. And when I came to the place, the people saw me. And they told me that I should go and eat for 2 years. After 2 years of eating, that there was no way, no angle that the camera would capture that would be okay. That even... And then even if I change my hairstyle, it will not work. So what I need is go and eat for 2 years. Because there was no protein in my diet. It was carbohydrate. Okay. But when the way of God came, he started with 1,000. Meat was restored quickly. So the delicacies. And I never cooked again. You know, coming to cook. Are you following? I was eating outside till I graduated. There was no need to go to the market and buy meat again. Because he showed me. And I discovered that his way is better. So when I graduated, I went for youth service. I asked him again, show me your way. We're in a new context now. The favor I had with the people that helped in that season was no longer applicable because I was now earning money. Are you there? Went to the Lord and I inquired of him. I did that for 1 year, 13 days. And on the 13th day plus the 1 year, he came to me. I said, you will not go into full-time ministry now. I'll give you a job. So the way he showed me was that I was going to have a job. Then I told him, I don't want a job. I didn't ask you for a job. I just say, give me direction. Let me know. You've been troubling me that you wanted me to be a preacher. Now I've finished. There's nothing on my hands. So show me where you want to preach. Then he now comes and says, you are not preaching now. Go, I'll give you a job. May you follow his way. It was on that job I met Mrs. Esty Hooker. Met great believers. And the reason why God gave the job, he told me, you will invest in many destinies and a great network will be formed. I didn't know what a network was. At the time, he told me a great network will be formed. That was where my helps ministry started from. You know, I was telling you about philanthropy. I've been doing it for years, and some of my friends here are my witnesses. It will never appear on the public place. Because he said, lest your right hand, and this philanthropy, are you there? Philanthropy I'm talking about 20 years old. The money I earned in the oil industry did not translate to clothing. God micromanaged my wardrobe, micromanaged the fleet of cars in my garage, he micromanaged the way I spent. Because there was a purpose to the finances he was making available. We need to pray that prayer in earnest today. Show me your way. He says you will not go into full-time ministry yet. I'll give you a job. And you invest in many destinies and a great network shall be formed. So if we say there's a great network now, I think we are saying the truth. He spoke about it many years ago. That was how I stayed on that job. Started preaching. It was on that job I was. This ministry. Even when there was famine, we had money to buy a generator. We had money to buy a microphone. We had money to buy a camera. You need to see the cameras we used those days. Very camcorders. But we had cameras. So we did not suffer the way we would have suffered because we moved along his way. In the fullness of time, he said, all right, you don't need the job again. Come on. It's time for me to take you to the nation. And for every instruction he gave, he made provision that was adequate. So we need to labor before him today and say, show me your way. Have you been in a situation before where you can't change the situation? Maybe you went to the United Kingdom embassy, you wanted a visa, and they denied you, and you can't change it. Have you been there before? The only tool you have to deal with that matter is prayer. Those prayers work. They work. They work. So the second prayer point is, show me your way so that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. It is the grace he found that he used in his request to know his ways so that he will know him and then find more grace. Your walk with God is on the currency of grace, of favor. 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 So if God's favor is upon your life, you have something with him that is so intimate, when you come into the public and say, Lord, behold the afflicted, behold the sick, behold the lame, have mercy. It is that currency you have with him that will make him move. I was preaching on the second day of the crusade in Cameroon, and God told me, I will raise cripples tomorrow. Say it. Have you been in that situation before? But I told the congregation, today is for deliverance. Tomorrow, God says he will heal cripples. So I went, prayed in tongues until I found rest in my spirit. Came to the crusade ground. I prayed for the sick. There were many crippled people there. No one rose. You know the next prayer point? Show me your way. Show me how you want to raise the cripples that you spoke about. He put me on the spot. He said, say it. Are you there? Because if I had not said it, I would not be. But I was not under pressure because I know him. I asked him, show me how you want to do that. So when I was preaching, he said, there's an angel I'm going to send into the congregation. You will know when the angel comes. Now, we're taking testimonies, ministering to people, and then that angel just came and stood over my head. I said, let me test whether it's true. So when those type of angels stand on my head, anything I say will happen. I don't need God to tell me. I'll just look for something and just say something. And the thing will happen. I'll look for, I can choose somebody that I want to, your life to change, and I will say something. And something will happen. So when I tested it twice, and I said, if you are crippled, stand up. That's how. Now, for most of you, you will think God did not answer. Because you were not patient. Anxiety has taken over. You were not patient enough. It's okay, what's the strategy? I was teaching on Sunday morning. And he spoke to me. He said, there's somebody here that is deaf in one ear. So I now make the call. Two people came up. And for two of them, they were in that situation from as little children. Prayed for them, as I normally do. I don't like touching people so that my people will not say, the thing he's using is on his hand. Is this his ring? But I don't like touching people. So the way I normally pray, that's how I prayed. I don't like touching people. I just pray to my Father. None of them was healed. I began to speak in tongues because I want to find his way. And when I spoke in tongues for 2 minutes, he said, why didn't you lay your hands on them? Sorry. Laid my hands. I did the same prayer again, and I went and sat down. And they started hearing. Now, the fact that the ear did not open that first time doesn't mean that God is not opening ears. It's just that you don't know his way. It means you need to yield some more so that you can find out how he wants you to walk the miracle. Many of you, when you pray, and it doesn't happen, you say, no, I've gone beyond that level. Crippled people, there was a woman that had a walker. She would put the thing like this. Boom. Boom. When I said, rise up, it was a woman's side, I looked first. She started walking. Meanwhile, she had gone to give an offering like this. I went to the pulpit, gave the offering, and sat down. When we said, it's time to rise, she started walking. And many other people started. When I turned back, I saw that, some other people were walking. God won't say no. But you need to know how. He wants to bring his heart desire to pass. Show me. Show me your way. Yes, next verse. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. Go on. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not. Hands. Yes. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not that thou goest with us? The proof that we have found favor with him is that his presence accompanies us. So shall we be separated, I and thy people. So shall we be distinct. So shall we be kept in our own class. So a man that has the presence of God is not numbered among the crowd. He's separated, distinct from the crowd, distinct from the people. And the reason why things don't happen for him the way they happen for people is because the presence of God is with him. I was praying in the room. Tell me what to say. Because the moment our guest minister finished yesterday, went to his hotel room, called, made some calls, and they were going to send him a jet this morning to take him away. I thought he would stay. So I ran to his presence and said, hey, great one. Thy people, they are coming. And you have not said what you want to say to them. Hallelujah. I prayed that prayer and I slept up. It was in my dreams. I heard the voice of Moses. If your presence does not go with us, carry us not hence. I heard Moses from my dream and then I woke up. He says it's your presence that is going to separate us. It's your presence that is going to make us different from the crowd. It's your presence that will make our case different from the other people. And as we walk into the turbulence of 2024, we want to pray that prayer this night. If your presence will not go with us, do not take us home. Accompany us. Ride with us. Travel with us. Let our end not be like the end of everyone that traveled on the same path because of your presence. Are you there? Do you remember the second point? Show me your way. There is a God-given strategy by which He will solve that problem in your life. If you are diligent enough to seek His face and to ask Him, He will give you some answers. Show me what? My way. You must remember what makes you different, makes you separate from the other nations, the other people, is the presence of God that accompanies you. 1,000 people can be rejected, but you will be accepted because the presence of God accompanies you. Can we pray now? The reason why I'm leading this prayer is because I already know that God will answer. These are prayers that were given to me by the Lord Himself. Aiso salika mande hos elebraminai. Obre me sokorika selimonde. And you accompany me as I journey the path of 2024. Oh, I know you send angels sometimes, but I'm not requesting for an angel. I know you send men sometimes, but I'm not requesting for a man. I know you send money sometimes through people whose hearts are open. And I'm not requesting for money at the moment, as much as I need so much of it. I'm asking for your presence. For your presence to accompany me as I journey. There are so many mountains on my path. In fact, the year started with trouble. But if your presence accompanies me, I will be stronger than this opposition. I will be stronger than this obstacle. Can you request that His presence will accompany you? That His presence will accompany you. That His presence will follow you. That His presence will be with you. Moses will not accept a substitute. It was either His presence was unleashed to accompany them or there will be no movement. Can you call out to Him tonight? It is your presence I ask. Borasata Mandelia. It is your presence I ask. It is your presence I see. Can you ask him? Can you ask him? This year, I will not walk alone. I want to walk with your presence. Walk in your presence. Move by your presence. My sotanelo brosketo mahalante si kopreminai takabalazi. Bandelo koria si kabrendo konte meskabalakori embremenso sela ikombama salababori. Yames kobinando sketo pre kuraba santali. My compress kofala baba masika ento mendo koria sika preska baba yando endorese kenya brika pantola amparata babo seketaria ikos kandoria sika bremina kantele lando seka briska fala babonde. I understand that it is your presence that will make the difference. We want to walk with you. Roba mama shika preskote malaita endo kelo brosike endo rata konzezeli endo sima brante kusatala endo makadia branta babole mas alai kompreska bala babodaya. Eso Kenya, Iko Bramenala, Ante Soke Labonde, Ante Samagoria, Ante Balanto Sekatia, Ante Kondo Lobo Santeni, Alabranda Korea, Esubina Kante Brababalaita, Akanda Babo Satala, Ebra Makante Bokonde, Yala Babos. Yala babos, laiko sama bande koria para makase. Yelo bon salimande, yelo bon seketani mo koria pramata la babasi. Pantos keto bala masi kapresto, robena kante brusa balakadia. And you ask him and say, preserve your family members, that death will not take anyone this year. Death will not take anyone. Preserve them. Preserve them. Preserve them. Preserve them. Eso me kedia brante kuri mamai. Yendo robo sateka bonde sekilata. Barando se katalia konde. Maya babarando celebresco benandela. Aya la 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 baba santo. Precasito pantelia. Mandala baso ketali bakonte breskete kuria babalato. We give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Show me thy way. Show me thy way. The issue of marriage is becoming an issue. Show me thy way. You've been experiencing disfavor again and again. Show me thy way. Your health has been failing. The drugs are no longer effective. Show me thy way. Show me thy way. We are helpless without your feedback. We are helpless without your intervention. Show me thy way. show me thy way. Call to him. Cry to him. Show me thy way. Show me thy way. Show me thy way. name of Jesus. My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. That's the answer he gave Moses. My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Now, in the moment of time, the presence of God will come here. Because the answer to this prayer is the presence of God. The presence of God will come with great intensity. To come with great intensity. And we're going to allow that presence minister to us in the next 15 minutes. So if someone is shouting by your side, don't worry. It's the presence. Because the presence is what God is saying, I will give. I will give to my people. I will give my presence. I'll give my presence. It's coming strong. Yeah, it's already stepping into the building. In the next 15 minutes, we'll be basking in that presence. Forget about what happens to your neighbor. We'll be basking in that presence. He wants to send us forth into the year with victory. He wants to send us forth, covering us with his glory, so that Satan will not be able to take advantage. Oh, it's coming. The robe of his presence will be so strong. You see, he's even anointing someone. He's even anointing someone as I speak. He's releasing capacity. Releasing grace. Releasing grace. Oh. I see someone vibrating under that presence. He's releasing grace. He's equipping you to advance into destiny. Ruski sosani gabande eli. Romanantos kupelame raiko sante likameno koria branta baboria yamina sulibali akaito beli koselama mundele kosali romena kuska telia botelia. Give us rest. Rodi masaketalia, mosketo bonde eski, lanto presko falando si babala. Mia iko be monosiko sali. I see somebody in the congregation. Hallelujah. I see somebody in the congregation. You've been battling with a certain affliction. The Lord did not reveal what the affliction was, but you've been battling with it for 12 years. 12 years you've been battling with a certain affliction for 12 years God wants to take that affliction away. So if you are in this congregation, he did not tell me the affliction. There is an affliction that you have battled with for 12 years. You can come to the front. 12 years. You battled. Tonight, he wants to take it away. He wants to take it away. A demon is responsible, and he wants to break the yoke of that demon. There's a woman present here. When you got fibroid, when you married, you noticed after a scan that you had fibroid. You underwent an operation and the fibroid was removed. But since the fibroid was removed, you've not been able to conceive. The fibroid has been removed, but this woman has not been able to conceive. If that woman is here, please come stand this place. You got married. There was a challenge with conception. You did a scan, you saw fibroid. You removed the fibroid, but you have not been able to conceive. If you are in that category of the fibroid, don't join these people, just stay here. Is there anybody that verified what these people are standing here for? Okay. Oh, sila mando kora ba sila. Mombrehe si sokobrehe da habela sila. Rumanseli bokobria la baboshe kedia ba sila. Mehai kobras kito bondo, uske sesa munda ale mokuria. I copresco filamencia abresco sa sulemandeli. Oh, Lord Jesus. Yelo monde skitoria bracabunda shakatali. Moria si copresco falamina itacondeli. Mezozela casca somina cante bella hadi. Now listen. Never seen this before in all of my dealings. But I see something like a growth. Listen to me. I see something like a growth that grew on one part of somebody's body. Unfortunately, the great one, I asked him to show me what part it was, and he declined. There's a growth that grew on somebody's body. And you did an operation not too long ago and removed it, that growth. Now, if you are the person I'm talking about, not too long ago you did an operation because of that growth and you removed it surgically. If I pray with you now, the growth will not come back. But if I leave you, the growth will come back. You stand here. You removed this growth surgically. You removed this growth surgically. Now, I don't know why people are adding. Why are you adding? Why are you just coming? Why are you just coming? It has been on the line. Ilomose kedia mukabreskuma. There is a lady that is viewing me. I don't know what country you're viewing from, but you are in Europe. Putting on very thick contact lenses. Before I finish praying for these people, you'll be able to see without your lenses. Okay. What did you operate?
Anya.
What of it? Appendix. The person has not come out. I'm still waiting for the person. I will wait for the next 5 minutes. The person has not yet come out. For 5 minutes, I will give you a time. That it will be on record that I waited. You had a growth on your body. Surgically, the growth was removed. If I don't pray with you, the growth will come back. Thank God for these two brethren that are here. But the position that I saw the growth is not the position that they are talking about. You have 30 seconds now. Come. No, you're not the one. The reason why I did not say the... Yes, sir. Come. Thank you for coming out, but you are not the one. Huh? As I lay hands on you, let the desires of your heart be granted. But for this matter, you are not the one I'm looking for. Okay? You can go for it. Yes? You people can come. You is... Where was it? So why didn't you come? No. I'll still pray for you, but you're not the one I'm looking for. When? So now I'm confused. So let's find out. The Lord will show me. Hey, that's the wrong song. Stop playing that song. See, now I've lost the location where God is. Help me. Help me, Lord Jesus. Okay, so we'll do it this way, okay? So I'm confused. I don't know the person among all of you. So I'll lay hands like this. And when I'm done, the Lord will show me by the touch of the anointing who he was talking about. Father, I've laid hands on them. Can you show me the one you are talking about? By touch of the anointing, let your anointing become heavy on that life. Let it become heavy. Let it become strong. Let it run from the crown of their head. Let it run to the soles of their feet. Let your hand become strong. I plead with you. I plead with you, O God. I am confused. I don't know who you sent me to. Can you help me? 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 By putting your hand upon this one, putting your hand upon them. Let me know who. Can go. Mommy, God bless you. Yes. Let the desires of your heart be granted. Let grace be given unto you. If we don't pray for her, growth will come up on her body. Aha. You did an operation. You brought the fibroid out. And you could not conceive since then. All right. So God wants to give either all of you, some of you, or one of you a miracle. He wants to give, yes, a miracle baby. Hey. Now you see the angels. That angel has come now. Can you ask God for anything? Just one thing. Ask him. Ask him now. Ask him now. Ask him now. Ask him now. Ask him. There's someone in this congregation. God will answer your marital prayer. Your prayer for a marital marriage partner is answered. It's answered. It's answered. It's answered. It's answered. It's answered. It's answered. Someone has been released from a prison house. Released from a prison house. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. These women, open their womb. Open their womb. Open their womb. Now. If God has answered my prayer, his hand will come on one of you. If he has answered my prayer, his hand will come on one of you. If the Lord has answered my prayer, his hand will come on one of you. His hand will come strong. Your womb will be open. Your womb will be, okay, it's already coming. It's coming. His hand will come strong. And your womb will be open. Father, hearken to their cry. Hearken to their cry. Hearken to their cry. Let that obstacle to their delivery be removed. Let the obstacle to their delivery be removed. Let the obstacle to their delivery. Oh my. Yes. Yes. Either all of you will conceive, or some of you will conceive, or one of you will conceive. Yes, you can take your seat. Yes, he's already here. Let her womb open. Let it open. Let it open. Let it open. We'll release fire into that womb. We'll release fire into it. Open. Open. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. You will rejoice, woman. Go. Go. Ah, 12 years affliction. I'll just touch you on the forehead like this. Just touch you like this. All right, so the sign I ask from the Lord concerning all of you is that if the Lord has heard me concerning you people, his hand will descend on two of you. That is if he has heard me. Father, these ones are the ones that have been afflicted for 12 years. A demon troubles them. And there are many. and you show me a sign that you have heard and that you have taken away this problem. Let your anointing descend upon two of them. Sister, stand there. Let your anointing descend upon two of them. Upon two of them. Come like a rain. Come like a rain. And if indeed you have heard me, then show me a sign. Show me a sign on two of them. If you have heard me, show me a sign. Show me a sign. Bind that epileptic spirit. Epileptic spirit, I bind. I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Go. Now, somebody in the congregation, God is renewing the oil on your life. He's renewing the oil on your life. Father, show me that one that you are renewing the oil. You are renewing the oil. You cannot go into 2024 with this oil. You will need another 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 oil. If you are filled with the Holy Ghost, can we pray in tongues for 2 minutes? 2 minutes. In the name of Jesus. I see a woman. And since you got married, you've been fighting, interceding, praying. Darkness has been trying to overwhelm you since you got married. And you got married like 5 years ago. 5 years ago. And you've been fighting. You've been interceding. You've been wrestling. There's a darkness that is trying to cover you up. A darkness that is trying to cover you up. And you've been married for 5 years. Woman, come. I have a message for you. Abode mansi labando. Three times. Now, the second thing we'll do, we'll send the demons back. Oh, see the demons. Pray. Something is moving. Yeah. Oremo sekita kunde halekedia. Alamo santoria brisco felabina canteli aite. Shake it Rabatrati. Rupa. Selimonderia Kiko Baba Mansa. The yoke is broken, I can see it. Say it.